with this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, August 27th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Week one of the high school football season has come and gone, and a number of great ball games from last night we'll break down for you on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll start with the contest that we had coverage of, not only on KLEM Radio, but also on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. You can go back and watch that game anytime you like on demand. Just search for KLEM Radio on YouTube. But it was Galen Catholic taking on Unity Christian in a non-district matchup. The Jays start the year 1-0 with a 21-13 victory over Unity Christian. Game started kind of slow on offense. Yeah, Galen Catholic did get a touchdown on their second drive after Connor Kraft had thrown an interception, but a 10-play, 81-yard drive in nearly 5 minutes was capped off by a touchdown pass from Connor Kraft to Keaton Bonderson from 10 yards out. That made it 7-0. Unity Christian didn't have an answer then until quarter number three. Lots of defense in the first half. It was 7-0 after the half. Then it was quarter number three. Galen Catholic had the football at their own 34-yard line. A screen pass that was deemed to have gone backwards was fumbled. Unity Christian bats it around. It ends up rolling all the way to the 4-yard line. That's where they recover. Two plays later, Trevor Wieringa is in for a touchdown. We were tied at 7. Jays would miss a field goal their next drive, so we go to the fourth quarter. Unity Christian gets some good field position again on a great punt return. They started the Galen 37-yard line, and 6 plays later, Braden Bosma finds Jacob Van Dong for an 8-yard score. The kick was no good. That'd make it 13-7. So Galen takes over with 7:43 left in the game, marches down the field. 8 plays, 65 yards in 4 minutes, and Aiden Spangler caps off his day with a 13-yard touchdown run. It was 14-13, and then for good measure, Unity Christian's next drive, they get a first down. Next play from their own 42. The pass is picked off by Keaton Bonderson. He runs it back 50 yards for the score. Jays win 21-13. What a day on the ground for Aiden Spangler. 28 carries, 164 yards rushing, and a touchdown, as Spangler was the bulk, the large bulk of the offense for Galen Catholic last night. Keaton Bonderson had himself a good day as well. 3 catches, 30 yards, and a touchdown offensively, and a touchdown defensively with an interception. There was also a turnover forced by Landon Ryder in quarter number two. He forced an interception, but the Galen defense was very strong. A number of turnover on downs, 3 and outs. They were doing it all last night, and they're rewarded with a 21-13 victory. Another game we got to get to right away. Lamar's Community upsets 8th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton. Final score was 17-14. It's the first time the Bulldogs have beaten the Warriors since September 13 of 2013, nearly 9 full years ago since the Bulldogs beat the Warriors. Let's see how they did it. In quarter number two, Giovanni Cabongo put the only points of the first 3 quarters on the board, a 27-yard field goal with 10 minutes to go in the half. It was 3-0 Lamar's. It would stay that way through the third quarter, and then we go into the fourth quarter, and this is where things really started going off the rails. Sergeant Bluff Luton got a couple of touchdowns thanks to some gifts, some muffed kicks and punts that the Bulldogs just gave away. It'd be 14-3, Sergeant Bluff Luton with 4 minutes to go in regulation. Bulldogs got the ball back. They also kind of got a gift there as well. With 3:07 to go in the ball game, Tegan Kazel finds Nolan Cass for a 32-yard touchdown strike. It'd be 14-10, Sergeant Bluff Luton. Bulldogs would get the ball back again. Turnovers were not friendly to either side last night. Bo Wadley, from 16 yards out, runs it in for a touchdown. With a minute 33 to play, it'd be 17-14 Lamar's. But Sergeant Bluff Luton, you know, a top 10 team coached by Justin Smith, they're not going away easily. They didn't. They got all the way into Bulldog territory, turned the ball over on downs. The Bulldogs made an outstanding stand and were able to turn the ball over on downs. Then they just had to kneel it out for the win. Lamar's finishes with 173 yards of total offense. It came on 85 rushing yards and 88 passing yards. Very balanced offensively. Tegan Kazel goes 8 of 16 for 88 yards and a score. He also threw an interception. Bo Wadley, 2 carries, 20 yards, and a touchdown. On the defensive side of things, Carson Ott was all over the field. 10 tackles, 4 tackles for loss. 9 of those tackles were solo, by the way. Bo Wadley, 8.5 tackles, 2 tackles for loss on the defensive side of the football. So the Bulldogs start off the season 1-0. They beat Sergeant Bluff Luton again for the first time since 2013. That final score again, 17-14. Other Plymouth County scores around the area. Top-ranked Crimson St. Mary's a little slow out of the gate. Only led Harris Lake Park 16-7 at half. But they put any doubts to bed in the second half. Scoring 26 unanswered, they beat Harris Lake Park in Lake Park 42-7. In a ball game that was very similar to last year's matchup, 10th-ranked Gretinger Terrell Ruth Van Ayrshire just narrowly gets the better of Kingsley Pearson 40-38, almost identical to that 42-38 victory by the Titans last season. Yeah, Kingsley Pearson was with the Titans all throughout the ball game, but just didn't have it toward the end, and they fall to start the year 0-1. To our Class A area teams, MMCRU is a winner, 38-22 over Cherokee, a 1-0 record for Coach Oswald and the Royals. Job well done by everybody involved with that MMCRU football program. We hope there are a ton more wins where that came from. 7th-ranked Woodbury Central, they had their way with Hinton. This was going to be a tough test for the Blackhawks. 41-13, Wildcats get the win over Hinton. A good showing, though, by Hinton, especially late in the ballgame. Early on, they were down 21-0 in the first quarter, but they held their own the rest of the way, only getting outscored 20-13 the rest of the way. So good job there late in the ballgame by the Blackhawks. Akron-Westfield, Lawton-Bronson. This ballgame got out of hand late. Lawton-Bronson beats Akron-Westfield 29-13. After the first quarter, it was 15-13, and then there was no scoring in that ballgame until quarter number 4 as well. So some good showings by our Plymouth County schools, a couple of wins, and some work to be done for some of the other ones as well. We'll take a look at some of the other scores around Northwest Iowa involving these area districts. In 8-player District 1, still non-district action, but teams involved in the district. Boyer Valley beat River Valley 42-6. 5th-ranked Newell Fonda doubled up West Bend Mallard 28-14. Fort Dodge St. Edmund dominates Arweva 65-19. And a similar domination of West Harrison beating Siouxland Christian 59-8. Other scores in Class A District 1, it was South O'Brien shutting out Sioux Central 32-0. Alta Aurelia dominated West Monona 28-0. And this was the big ball game. 2nd-ranked West Sioux in Class 1A, 3rd-ranked Hartley Melvin Sanborn in Class A. It'd be the Falcons getting the better of the Hawks in that one. 38-18, West Sioux is a winner. We had an upset of the number one team in the states out of Class 2A District 1. Top-ranked West Lyon loses to Class 1A Western Christian last night, 21-7. And out of that to 1A District 1 as well, Algona beat Emmitsburg 39-26. In Class 2A District 1, 4th-ranked Central Lyon George Little Rock dominated 7th-ranked Boyden Hall Rock Valley 52-7. And North Union with a blanking of Okoboji 24-0. To Class 3A District 1, Sioux Center beat Sheldon 14-6, Carroll over Denison Schleswig 28-0, and MOC Floyd Valley had their way with Sibley Ocheden 42-0. In Class 4A District 1, opponents of Lamar's throughout the year, Spirit Lake had a big upset of district opponent Spencer. Came into the ballgame ranked number 8, 27-16 victory for the Indians in the Battle of Lakes Conference foes. Mason City beat Fort Dodge 35-30. Esterville Lincoln Central was all over Storm Lake 35-0. And the 4th-ranked team in Class 3A, Humboldt, they disposed of the 4th-ranked team in Class 4A in Webster City by a final of 10-0. And finally, some 5A schools. The long-renewed rivalry between East High and Bishop Heelan goes to the Black Raiders 35-3. Des Moines Lincoln knocked off Sioux City West as well by a final 49-12. If you missed any of these scores, they are on our website, KLEM1410.com. You can hover over the sports tab and click on sports scores and results. Not much in the way of fall sports over the weekend as far as volleyball, cross country, and golf is concerned. So nothing really to report on the sports schedule for the weekend. When there is, be sure to follow us on our Twitter page at KLEM Sports. That's how you can stay up to date with any game we're broadcasting, any news that comes your way. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports and log on to KLEM1410.com for all your news and notes. Don't forget to tune in at 8 o'clock this morning as well. We'll have the KLEM Coaches Corner, Jeremy Schindler of Galen Catholic, and Ken Vigdahl of Lamar's, both winners last night. They'll join us to talk about their ball games. This has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.